present to you the best looking DJ in the world. But we can't. So here's
Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting. Hello, everybody. Just wanted to say something very, very quickly about let's get that music down a bit. About Audio Boom. So what I'm finding is that when I listen to Audio Boom, what do they call them? Content. So I'll listen to everything that I follow. So I'll go on, I don't download anything, I'll switch that off, I go into everything, I just go into what I follow. So I hit that thing about playing your radio, there's a play button, isn't there, just below features. I play everything that I followed, that all goes, that's fine. I think it still plays it backwards, I don't quite know how it's working. I think it goes most recent first, and then backwards, I think. Does it? I don't know what it quite does, but anyway, one way or the other, I hear them. And then, if I leave all the categories switched off, which I have done, it goes back to January and last year and all kinds of stuff. Even though I've played those things before, it goes right the way back. So whether it be a story, an excerpt from a book, whether it be something to do with sport or whatever. And I mean, I get that, you know, so it doesn't seem to really make any difference whether you switch on categories or not, because eventually, once you've listened to everything it's got to offer you within those categories, it will go back to some weirdness. So is there a sense of like clearing stuff up? I mean, I suppose you can't really take off people's content that's older than a certain time. But is this intelligent thing intelligent enough to the artificial intelligence software that Boo are employing? Is it not intelligent enough to know when you've listened to something? Because it's the most annoying thing in the world. I mean, if you want to go and find it again, that's fine. But when you're playing Audio Boo as a radio in effect, so you've got it on shuffle, I get that. I don't mind it being on shuffle, but I thought it was meant to learn what your preferences were, regardless of whether you had something switched on or off in terms of the category markers, the category indicators. So yeah, it's that question really. I don't quite understand how it works. So if anyone can enlighten me as to that, how it's meant to work, it would be good. But it seems fairly evident that it doesn't. But I don't get that with other things. So if I'm using Stitcher or whatever, as far as I know, it just gives me what's current. And if I wanted to go back and have a look at stuff that's older than, I don't know, a week, then I could. But there should be some way of it, or could be some way of it, knowing what I've already listened to. It's quite annoying getting stuff back. It's like reading an old newspaper that you found down the back of the chair from a month or 2 months ago. It's all out of date, and it's sort of I'm sure that there is a way of offering me better a better content experience, a better user experience. But anyway, that's my thoughts, and I will speak to you all soon, because I need to go and have coffee and all sorts of wonderful things. So here's the music. Is it? No, it's not. The music isn't even coming in yet. Let's have a look. Here it is. And I will speak to you all soon. As I said, thanks for listening. Bye for now.